Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. It's a beautiful spring day here in Central Virginia, and we have stuff to talk about, huh, Terry?
We do, and it's dog-related. Go figure.
Oh, go figure. Bark Radio. All right, so you're up first. Austin Pets Alive. There's an update.
Yeah, we got an update. We talked about Austin Pets Alive back in mid-February. And they had a proposal out to manage the local shelter's adoption process there, and it was going up to city council for a vote. Part of this was because the current shelter workers were actually euthanizing about 6,000 dogs a year, and they didn't think that was appropriate. And since they had started assisting, they had reduced that number greatly, and they thought they could make that number almost zero. Well, the city council had voted, and they have approved Austin Pets Alive to take over the adoption process. So
oh,
they will be
fantastic.
Managing that. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, man. I love it. That's such a win for the animals.
Really is.
That's wonderful. So we'll just continue to follow this story, huh, Terry, over time and see how they do over the next year.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We watch it and see how it works and maybe interview them again at the end of the year or something to see, you know, get a reflection of what they've been able to do and the changes they've been able to make. Because I think it's a fascinating model.
And, you know, it's like we've said before, part of the whole concept of a no-kill nation. And it's what we all, you know, strive for at this point. Stop killing dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs and cats, you know. There are more than likely forever homes for all of them if we can all just get our act together and do this right.
Right. I think it's got to take a lot of mindset shift. And, you know, this is one step, and it's a good step. And there's a lot of other places that same step could happen, it seems, pretty easily. So.
Yeah, man. Well, this is great news for Austin. Y'all rock. That's fabulous.
So, carjacking.
I think this is an oops on the carjackers part. What do you think, Terry?
I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. I found this story this week. Do you want to do this one?
You do this one, and I'll do Murphy.
Okay.
Murphy Miles. How would that be?
So
first of all, I'll get you started because it happened out in Washington State, right?
Right.
And
yeah. Yes, it happened out in Washington State, and a lady was coming out of the grocery store, put her groceries in the back seat, got into the car. And somebody decided that they were going to carjack her and flung the door open.
Big surprise.
The big surprise, this lady was a dog rescuer. And in the back, she had a dog named Victor, who was a survivor of a dog fighting ring. And so he was a bully breed. And Victor very calmly got up into the front seat, looked at this attacker, and just said, "Woof."
One big, bad wolf.
Yes, very deep wolf.
And picture this, people, though. There's a great picture of Victor on the Internet, and he's very scarred, physically scarred, scars all over his face and everything, from being used as a bait dog, more than likely, in dog fighting. So that's not this pretty little soft face looking at you. This face going, "I've been around, Buff. You ready to take me on?"
Yeah.
And the great thing is all he did was once.
Didn't lunge, nothing. So the guy fell backwards trying to get out of there.
Smart move.
And eventually the cops did catch him and arrest him for this. But I thought it was awesome. It was definitely him paying her back for rescuing him from the environment he was in. And I just thought it was a sweet story. It was awesome.
It's a fabulous story, and it's so typical. People ask me all the time, you know, how do I train my dog to protect my family? And I always say, love them and you don't have to train them. Because I think that's what all our dogs are about. You know, push came to shove, your dog loves you and somebody's trying to hurt you and they're going to do their best to intervene. That's just the way it works.
Right. Absolutely. You don't have to train them to do anything because it's natural. It's instinct.
It is. And go, Victor. And the cool thing is, this lady is Victor's foster mom, and so he is up for adoption, and we hope that he finds himself a fabulous home because he so deserves it.
He, I think he's adorable. I think he's got that ruggedly good-looking face on him.
Yeah, he's got that little droopy part of his, you know, upper lip where he was injured, probably the nerves were injured and all. But he does. He's like, look, I've been around, but I'm really sweet.
Yeah, cuddle with me.
Yes, let's go snug. So, yeah, that was a great story, Terry. I'm really glad you caught that one. Okay, so now what's next?
Well, we can talk about Murphy Miles.
Okay, cool beans. If y'all are regular Bark Radio listeners, I almost said Bark Rodeo listeners. That's a whole other podcast.
A different show.
That's right. At any rate, if you are, then you have with us been following Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles over the last year. This is about Luke and Hudson and Murphy walking from Austin to Boston to shine the light on canine cancer and just try to get, you know, more studies done on both canine and human cancer and comparative studies and that sort of thing. Anyway, they're great guys. They, in total, will walk 2,400 miles. The walk will be over very soon in Boston. But because Murphy, one of the dogs, had a couple of times where he was off the road with the guys, he hasn't walked the entire route. And so he's about 500 miles short. And what they have started doing is asking their followers to walk Murphy miles. So what you do is if you walk with your dog on a regular basis and you collect the mileage, let's say, for example, this week I walk a mile a day with my dogs out at the park. That's 7 miles I've recorded. Then all you do is email the folks at Two Dogs 2,000 Miles. They will add your total miles and a picture of your pup on their blog to make up for Murphy's lost miles. And I think it's a cool concept.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and actually, as a segue into our next bit, what I did was I sent Eric 9 miles from last Sunday's dog job, because there were 9 of us in our group who did that, and so I sent him those 9 miles, and his response to my email was kind of cute. He said, at the rate we're going, Murphy's going to walk more miles than Hudson and Luke, which is just a hoot and a holler, and doing it the easy way. I just
That's
love
beautiful.
It.
Yeah.
So we'll put a link up to Two Dogs. Walk for Murphy, guys, and send those miles in and get a mention. Get your dog mentioned on Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles. I think it's just a really cool thing to do. Let's help them out.
It's an awesome idea.
Yep, yep. So that did segue us into...
Well, the dog jog. You brought that up. I think you and I were at the dog jog with a bunch of our friends from our therapy group, Life's Journey, and it was fun. It's always fun, though.
It is, and folks, with good weather hitting, and wherever you are, I'm guessing there are at least some dog events, try to get out to them. The dog jog is our local SPCA's fundraiser, one of their big ones, and, you know, all it is a mile walk with your dog and a bunch of doggy people, and it's great fun, and I think, Terry, you had the numbers. How many dogs and how much money?
There was over 600 dogs here. They broke their record, previous record.
Wow.
So like 620 some dogs or something like that, and their owners and associated peoples. A lot. And they raised $120,000 approximately.
Amazing.
That's a lot of money.
Great success story, isn't it?
Yeah. They have a phenomenal thing because there's the vendors there as well, and it's not huge, but there's, I don't know, probably a dozen or 20 vendors that are there, dog-related products, and, you know, some of the ones, my favorite ones are, you know, like Wendy's is there because they do their keychain thing for their SPCA. So Richmond SPCA, they sell these dollar keychains, and you get a free Frosty per month for a year or something like that, or per week for a year. It's for $1. You know,
that's
stuff
great,
like that.
Man. Yeah, a great partner for the SPCA, Wendy's is.
Yep. So yeah, it's always a good time.
And, again, you know, 600-plus dogs, and we had 9 of them. We were so proud of ourselves. And it's just great, guys. The weather was beautiful, and it's such a joy to just see people out and about with their dogs on leashes, 99% of dogs at an event like this are always well-behaved. You know, there's always going to be a tiny percent who somebody's got an attitude. But, you know, those dogs were fabulous. They were just kind of sniffing butts and just hanging out. It was a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yep, it was a good one.
All right.
What else we have? Oh, we have what we did on Sunday.
Well, yeah, this was a really doggy weekend, you know?
It was. We were busy.
Yeah. So we went and hung out with Vicki on Sunday, huh?
We did. Well, she started a program, and for the folks that don't know, Vicki is my wife. We do mention her periodically throughout the show, and she's occasionally been, you know, in the sidebars talking as we've done stuff and been involved in it. So, but she started a Wolf and Worship service that happens once a month.
I swear to you, this was the first time I was able to attend, and I absolutely loved it, as did Murphy. It was just an amazingly uplifting experience, I thought.
It's a neat event, and there's not a lot of places doing it. You know, I mean, you can, you know, in this case, it's a non-denominational church. The service runs about 25 minutes because the dogs, you know, ADD dogs, they're not
going to
sit still for so long.
That's right.
But it's a good time to not only be there to just kind of focus on yourself and your dogs, but just kind of, you know, come together spiritually. So.
Yeah, and I think that's huge. And it's just kind of a time to reflect and maybe refocus a little bit. And Vicki has such a wonderful way about her that, you know, she makes that happen. She kind of just guides everything, and she does it in a very gentle way. The dogs adore her. And I just think it's a neat idea, and I'm going to continue to go. And I hope our fellow Richmonders who are dog lovers will join us from time to time. It's just a wonderful, quiet time. We're so busy in our lives. It's just terrific to just have this quiet moment and have it with your dog.
Exactly. It's really good. She's done it. This was she's done it a couple times now. Again, once a month, and she's trying to figure out the whole program for it. And but it's, you know, people are interested in it. They have never seen anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's neat. I think it's going to continue to grow and evolve. So we'll be there.
Oh, and one of my favorite things is I can wear blue jeans.
You could wear a space helmet and a toga. Nobody cares.
And so can Murph.
And so, if you can get a space helmet on him, I want a picture.
Yeah, me too, man. You'd be like, excuse me, get this off me. You do not dress me, Mama. All righty, and with that?
I think we're done.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.